Chinawawan sits in front of crates overflowing with cabbages. He grabs the vegetables one by one and rips off damn dead leaves.
Lagi buangin yang busuk karena kan kalau misalkan kalau tadi gitu kan dicatok dua kali gitu kan. Jadi ini
Chino says that he has to peel off two layers of rotten leaves for the cabbages to look appealing enough to be sold. When the weather is not as bad as it has been in the past few months, he only gets rid of one dirty layer. It is not only more work, it also means that he cannot get a good price for the vegetables. This is bad news for the 325 farmers who sell their crops through the Mitratani Parayangan cooperative here. Another young man arrives on a motorbike, a large bag precariously resting on his lap. This is Epis, who, like many farmers on the fertile island of Java, makes a living on a small 1.5-hectare plot of land. He grows a little bit of rice, some tomatoes, and the banana flowers he came to sell.
Ya, mungkin kalau hujan terus-terusan agak turun dikit kalau cuacanya segar.
He says that if it rains too much, his income will take a beating. Some of his crop will rot, tomatoes will take too long to ripen, and young banana trees might even drown. The problem is the weather pattern known as La Niña. It is a reverse of El Niño, which typically brings drought to Indonesia and other parts of Southeast Asia and Australia. La Niña brings cooler than usual sea temperature in the Pacific Ocean, which usually triggers heavy rain in Southeast Asia. Its effects vary throughout the Indonesian archipelago, and even though some normally dry areas may benefit from more rains, the climatology agency warns that Java Island, the country's rice basket, will see excessive downpours this year. Officials expect the heavy rain to reduce the rice, palm oil, coffee, cocoa, and rubber harvest, and the bad weather could slow down extraction of commodities such as tin and coal. The Indonesian government already is preparing for a bad harvest. Even though the country in recent years has exported rice, the state logistics agency imported rice this month for the first time in 3 years. Benny Sormin is the assistant representative of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Jakarta. He says buying rice was prudent since La Niña is expected to last for 4 to 6 more months.
I think that is why government took to me, I mean, it's wise decision, because if you have any chance to buy even cheaper rice, I mean, why don't you do it?
Ujang Majudin, the president of the Mitratani Parayangan Cooperative, crosses the large barn where 3 people load corn into large grain crates. There is no cold room to store the crop. And with such damp weather, fruits and vegetables can rot in a couple of days. Agriculture experts say that because this year will be wetter, farmers might not have enough sunshine to dry grain. And too many storms can disrupt work in the fields and damage roads, making it hard to get crops to market. Ujang Majudin is worried.
Prediksi panen justru dengan makanya harga terjadi.
He says that he expects the cooperative to produce about half the normal amount of rice, fruit, and vegetables. And even though prices have started to rise due to diminishing supply, he predicts a tough time ahead for the workers and their families. Ujang says that he fears the whole country faces hard times. Already, the bad weather has exacted a toll. Flash floods killed over 100 people in Papua recently, and floods sent families scrambling for shelters in the capital, Jakarta. High waves render navigation dangerous throughout the archipelago, and dengue fever is spreading because all the water means mosquitoes thrive. The Indonesian Disaster Management Agency has already warned of possible disasters such as landslides linked to the heavy rain and has been put on alert. Sorena Norin for VOA News, Tegalega, West Java.